Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. It was in the year that King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Uzziah had become king when he was 16 years old and reigned for 52 years. For much of that time, the kingdom of Judah had thrived. Uzziah had listened to the prophet Zechariah and walked in the ways of the Lord. But later on in his reign, he'd become arrogant, and on one occasion, he went into the temple to burn incense, a task which only priests could perform. Uzziah was struck down with leprosy and lived in isolation for the last years of his reign. The death of King Uzziah after such a long reign was clearly a turning point for Uzziah. His world had suddenly changed. One wonders what his mood was when he went into the temple. It was quite likely that he was feeling confused and insecure as the nation faced a major time of change. But in that moment, God met with him in an amazing way. Suddenly, he was overwhelmed by the majesty and holiness of God and forced to take a completely new look at his life. God meets with us in very different ways. He could do so when we're in a church building or in a garden. He can speak to us when we read the Bible or from a newspaper. He can reveal himself through a friend or a stranger. The main question is whether we're ready to meet with him. Celtic Christianity speaks of thin places, places where heaven and earth seem to meet and where it can be particularly easy to experience God. The islands of Iona and Lindisfarne are two places that have been identified as thin places for hundreds of years. The ways in which God might meet with us are many and various. What matters is that we should, like Isaiah, be ready for that moment. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you want to speak with us. Help us always to be ready to hear your voice. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.